and here they come getting to the outside. Winks and Kemantari, and Kemantari's trying to stick with her, although she dropped him now. Cabeza de Vaca takes the lead, 200 metres to run, but here she comes. Winks right down the outside, powering away from them. Invictus Prince, Dargetto and Kemantari, but how soft for Winks. There's 26 in a row for the champ. Wins the race named in her honour. Beats Invictus Prince.
Oh, it was another magical moment by the best horse in the world. 26 wins in a row to Winks, and the man that was on her back once again, Hugh Bowman, joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Hugh, congratulations once again. You've had a few hours now to let it all sink in. When you reflect on Saturday and her performance this time in, what comes to mind?
Well, it's just great to see her back, Michael. I mean, you know, all her signs show, leading up to the race have been extremely positive, probably more positive than previous preparations. So we were very confident, but you still want to see her go and do it under race conditions. And the fact that she has is extremely satisfying. And, you know, we know she's back, and it's exciting for the next couple of months now, to be honest.
Oh, and it certainly is. What was the tension or the nerves like for yourself? Because the build-up to the race was huge. We had Kemantari, who everyone thought was going to make a real challenge. And then on the day, we had the issue of track bias, the wind. As the minutes were counting down to the race, what was going through your mind?
Just to do my job. Not overcomplicate it. You know, I think the pattern of the day, you know, I don't think the track was biased. I just think there was a pattern that was obvious. It was certainly an advantage to being close, but there were horses that finished well out wide during the day. So once I saw that happening, you know, I was satisfied that I could ride her the way I like to ride her and not be too worried about that. And, you know, when I follow Kemantari throughout the race and ultimately get behind D'Argento, you know, the race panned out very well for me. You know, I was a bit concerned at the 600 when she was left flat-footed, although the sectional times would suggest she wasn't left flat-footed. We were just going very fast. Yeah, but in saying that, every time I ride her over 1400, I get that same feeling momentarily. The only time that I didn't was when we beat Solicit in, I think it was this race 2 years ago. Mm. So, yeah, look, it's not uncommon for her to feel like that over this distance. She's certainly more comfortable to ride over further. But, you know, it was there for everyone to see the last 300 metres, and it's just great to have her back.
You've got to take a lot of credit as well. We know she's a superstar horse, but that ride on Saturday and your producer time after time on Winks was tactically brilliant. When you got up on the outside of Kemantari and you could dictate to Glenn Schofield, you must have been extremely happy with where you were in the run.
Yeah, I was, but Glenn wasn't. And he could see himself being, you know, he could see himself, if he didn't do something, he was going to be, well, he's going to be out of the race because I would have just controlled him. So he actually came back behind the heels of D'Argento, and he didn't push me out, but he just eased out to try and give himself a little bit of an option so that when James McDonald and D'Argento went forward, he wasn't going to be stuck inside him. And that was about the time the pace of the race increased, so, you know, I didn't want to be in a bumping duel with him. So I actually moved out to let him come out. And, you know, because Winks wasn't enjoying the, well, she was just, like I said, she hit a flat spot. So I just came out hoping that Glenn would make his run and then Winks could balance up and go with him. But when I did that and Glenn came out to go, we both sort of, you know, it's like the wheels were spinning for sort of 50 metres, and we were concentrating on each other. Meanwhile, the tempo increased, and yeah, it was sort of an interesting time, but that's why it's important not to be too focused on one horse. You know, there's other quality horses in the race too. So
when you're in the heat of battle like that, Hugh, do you actually speak to each other, or are you making each other aware of where you are?
I'm sure we were both. Well, we were by that stage. We both knew where we were, and you're not talking. I was concentrating on my horse, you know, and keeping her balanced and happy. That's what I was doing. I mean, you know, if he hadn't have come back and got himself in the position he did, well, I would have just sort of probably sat behind D'Argento and peeled off his back at the 300 metre mark. But, you know, Gwyn, that option wasn't available to me because I would have had to be holding Gwyn in, and I would have been wasting valuable energy doing that. So I let him out.
And when you let her down, you and Chris have spoken prior to the race that you feel like she's come back as good as ever. The feeling she gave you when you let her down, is that, could you imagine that she has come back even better?
Well, I think she's stronger. I do think she's stronger. And, you know, does that mean she's better? I don't know. She doesn't have to be better, but she's certainly no worse.
We know she's obviously getting closer to the end now. She's a seven-year-old mare, so do you take it in even more? I think I heard you say on Sky Racing after the race that you could hear the crowd and you thought that she could actually hear the crowd as well.
Well, when she... as I said, when I asked her to extend Ari in her wake, as she did D'Argento, I still had a little bit of ground to make up on the leading group. And, as the crowd roared, she went to that next gear. Now, whether she heard them or it was simultaneous, I don't know. But I heard it as she extended, so. It makes for good listening if I say that.
It certainly does. We saw some great scenes after the last race, it was, with the Hugh Bowman cheer squad out there taking selfies as well. We're here in Melbourne craving and counting down until we get to see Winx back in town. But what's the build-up been like in Sydney and the atmosphere on course with her return?
Well, there's plenty of planes to Sydney from Melbourne, so you don't have to have her in Melbourne to go and watch her. The atmosphere was fantastic, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting to Melbourne too. She thrives down there, there's no doubt about it. And, yeah, look, it's just great to have her back. And now that we've got through the first up run, I think there's certainly an element of comfort that I certainly feel. I'm sure Chris does too, to just have her back. She's on the road now. You know, we've crossed... tick that box, and you know, now we can move on to the upcoming races at distances which he's more comfortable at.
How much does it dominate you and your life, Christine, your wife, in the build-up to Winx's return? You're such a laid-back bloke, but how much does it dominate the household? Do you sleep a little bit uneasy before she does make her return to the track when you've got that slight question over how she'll return?
Look, if I try and have myself nice and tired by Friday night, there's certainly an element of, you know, excitement, expectation, you know, like everyone else. I try and have myself as tired as I can Friday night so I can have a good night's sleep. Because if I wake up, it's, you know, you toss and turn a bit. But like yourself, Michael, I've got two young children at home and... I can assure you, it's not Winx dominating the household.
The girls would have been proud of Daddy, no doubt, and Winx.
Yeah, certainly were. I mean, they're not quite old enough to understand the significance of the situation. Certainly Paige isn't. Bambi's getting close. She's 4.5. You know, it'd be lovely if they were a bit older, but it is what it is. You know, it's lovely to have my parents and my wife enjoying the ride. So, you know, you can't have everything. They're young kids and, you know, I'm sure they'll grow up to understand how lucky we are to be involved with such an amazing athlete. And, Yeah, well, there's really not much more to say.
I bet they'll be enjoying the fact that Dad and Winks are on a stamp.
Yeah, well, that added a little bit of a, you know, you're talking about the pressure. So you had to sort of pre-record a couple of things for that, which was only going to come out if she won. You know, I don't enjoy doing that. You know, I'm not a superstitious type of person. But I don't enjoy sort of making pre-recordings of, you know, her winning when she hasn't raced or hasn't won, because the reality is circumstances do happen, and, you know, it is possible that, you know, luck goes against her someday, or circumstances work against her, or, you know, I wouldn't imagine she's going to be beaten on her merits anytime soon, but the time could come. And, you know, Chris and I, you know, we're the ones that, when it does, if it does, you know, we're going to be front and centre of the questions of that. So I don't like, you know, preempting victory, as it, expected as it is. I don't like doing it.
Well, let's hope we don't have to worry about that, especially in the build-up to a fourth Cox Plate. Hugh, before I let you go, just a quick word on Kaonic, who looks like he is well and truly back to his best.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's got more to offer. Michael, I think he's a really nice horse. He's shown a lot of talent at home on the track from a very early age, and it's taken a while to see for him to bring that to the race course. And I think now he's put two together now. I think you can see him step up again this spring. He's a quality horse that's now got his mind where it needs to be.
Hugh, congratulations on a big day, a treble for you, but most importantly, Mighty Mare Winks winning the race named in her honour, the Winks Stakes, and can't wait until we see you down in Melbourne. Well done once again, mate.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you.